This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joining us on the line right now, the beautiful, the divine Queen Miss Lifchitter. Good morning.
Good morning, Adam. Jay, I was just listening to that song thing. Oh my God, they put my life in song. That was divine. I wonder how many gay boys out there this morning are going dancing in their bedrooms or their living rooms or their bathrooms as they're getting ready for work, thinking, oh, this song is just about me.
I can't give you a count, but I can tell you that there's a lot of fingers pointing at me at the moment, Queen.
There sure is.
Were you dancing during the song break, Adam?
I danced through half and I rapped through the rap in the middle because I know the words. But that's all right.
Wow.
That's a bit too much.
Oh, it was. Trust me. That's why I'm on radio.
It's funny because it's true.
Now, Queen Miss Lifchitter, you're our favourite drag queen puppet.
Yay.
And you have a few April Fool's practical jokes for us.
Darlings, I do. No, some of these are in depth, so you've got to pay attention. But the first one is take a post-it note and place it over the optical eye on your victim's computer mouse. Got that?
Yes.
Now, when the victim tries to use their computer this morning when they go to work, the cursor won't move. Now, be sure to write on the note April Fools on it, because it's going to drive them nuts for hours.
That's a good idea. I think we actually had somebody to SMS in that same idea, Lisa.
Well, I got it first, the prize is mine.
Good idea. Yeah, you got on there first. Of course you did.
That's right. What
else have you got?
People, I come first.
What else have you got for us?
A really, really simple one that even, Adam, you might be able to do this one. Put salt on your victim's toothbrush and stand by and watch their surprised and disgusted look on their face.
I like that one.
Salt on their toothbrush. This is prior to toothpaste.
Salt on the toothpaste.
Salt on the toothpaste. Oh,
on the toothbrush.
Okay.
On the toothpaste. Yeah. It's disgusting.
You seem like you're talking from experience there, Queen.
Oh, I've pulled these pranks many a time, darling. I love April Fools. It's the best day of the year. It's where I can actually be a bitch and get away with it.
Well, you seem to do all right every other day of the year too, Queen.
Well, I've got an excuse for April Fools.
Yeah, exactly. Very true. Have you got any other pranks for us?
Oh, darling, this is what you have to get up really early, so it's probably a bit late for this one. Save it for next year. You get up really, really early or in the middle of the night and set your partners or your housemates or your mum and dad's alarm to a very early hour, say like 2 or 3 in the morning, and hide it somewhere in their bedroom. So as the alarm goes off, they have to get up and search their bedroom for it. Now, to top this prank off, make sure you either unscrew their bedside lamp or bedroom light. So as they try to turn the light on, because it's very dark at 2 o'clock in the morning, they can't even turn the light on to find the alarm. That is the best April Day's April Fool's Day prank ever.
Oh no, I've actually know some friends that went something like that, but what they actually did as well is they actually snuck in and all lifted up the bed and put the bed on the other side of the room. So the person thought the door was one way, but the door was actually the other way because they'd reversed their bedroom.
Did they do that while they were asleep?
Yeah, just nice and quietly. Four people picked up the bed.
That's great. Yeah, they probably drugged them beforehand. That's always good. Drug your victim first.
Yeah.
Even the horse tranquilizer between friends. What's that?
Now hit us with one more, Queen.
The last one. Now this one you can do this afternoon while you're at the pub. Tell your victim or your friend that you have this great trick. Put your palm down on the table and balance a full glass of beer or wine or vodka on the back of your hand. Easy to do. Now what you do is you bet your friends that they can't balance a glass on both of their hands placed down on the table at the same time. So you get them to put their hands down on the table, both hands, and you help place it on top of the two hands. Now, once you've got it balanced, simply get up and walk away. They can't move it without spilling their beer.
Oh, dear. I love it.
I think everyone should give that a go. I think it's a great idea.
There's going to be plenty of people in Melbourne pubs tonight.
Yes. There'll be lots of beers. Lots of beers spilt. Also, we've had an anonymous person actually SMS in asking a question for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The question is, what do you think of getting stoned? What's your thoughts about getting stoned, Queen Miss Left-Titter?
I think someone's trying to start a bit of scandal.
Well, there is that video going around of more stoned, but it's not me. Clearly, it's one of those celebrity double drag queens that are out there going around pretending to be more.
Can't
we don't condone drug use on the show. Everything in our private lives is a totally different thing, and especially when we get caught in video. But that was not me, darling. That was a fake.
I'm glad that's been cleared up. We were worried about you there.
Good, because I wouldn't do a thing like that. That's right. You know that, Adam. I'm well behaved.
Yes, most of the time.
All the time, darling.
Of course. Queen Miss Left-Titter would never do anything like that, I swear.
Exactly. It would ruin Moi's reputation.
Yes. Well, Queen, I know you've got the munchies at the moment, so we better let you go.
Yep.
I've got something at the moment.
There's a Miles bar of your name written on it somewhere down the garage.
Oh, wow. The pot jokes are going to be coming up high.
High and by.
We will talk to you very, very soon. Enjoy your April Fool's Day, Miss Queen.
I will, darlings, and you too. And thank you so much for having me on your show this morning. Oh, you guys are divine.
It's always your pleasure.
And June, before I go.
Yes.
Thanks for remembering me. Yes.
Yeah, I had to send out a special Facebook message for you. I'll remember right. Next time.
Yes, puppets hold grudges too, remember?
Better check your toothbrush when you get home, Judy.
And we better warn you, because the Queen will be in Melbourne in June. We'll be telling you about that very, very soon.
Exciting. How yes. exciting. Around June the 20th. Melbourne, be careful.
We'll talk to you very, very soon.
Bye-bye, Adam, darling. Goodbye, Humpty.
Bye. Goodbye. That is our favourite drag queen puppet, Queen Miss Left-Titter.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.